And productive is how President Biden describes his talks with China's leader, Xi Jinping. Mr. Biden says when it comes to military leaders in both countries,
we're back to direct, open, clear, direct communications on a direct basis. Vital miscalculations on either side.
The president says in the fight against fentanyl,
today, with this new understanding, we're taking action to significantly reduce the flow of precursor chemicals and pill presses from China to the Western Hemisphere. It's going to save lives, and I appreciate President Xi's commitment.
When asked about the Israel-Hamas war, Mr. Biden says the war will stop when Hamas no longer maintains the capacity to murder, and he urges caution near civilians. Israeli forces have now occupied Gaza's El Shifa hospital and say during their targeted raids inside the facility, they found weapons, but no Hamas fighters or hostages. CBS's Deborah Pata.
Civilians continue to bear the brunt of this war. It's a dire situation inside the hospital and outside the hospital, with bodies piling up because it's too dangerous to attempt to bury them. The morgues are overflowing and the health system has collapsed.
The Senate is expected to vote on a stopgap funding bill that would push off a spending fight until early next year. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill with the latest.
Things are looking optimistic for getting this through the U.S. Senate for this bill's supporters. There's a resignation that this is going to pass and they're going to be punting a very contentious issue till January and February.
A new development in the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump and 18 others. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
Judge says he will soon issue an emergency protective order after witness videos were leaked to the media. Videos published by the Washington Post and other news outlets showed defendants like Jenna Ellis, Sidney Powell, and Kenneth Cheeseborough being interviewed by prosecutors, all that was part of their plea agreements. Now, an attorney for one of the 19 defendants admitted in court he released videos because the public had the right to see them.
The wife of New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is launching a bid for the seat of embattled Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
I'm Tammy Murphy.
The First Lady of New Jersey made the announcement with the release of a video. She joins a crowded primary field already vying for the Senate seat. At least five Democrats have announced a run against Menendez, who has pleaded not guilty to federal bribery charges. Amy Dacey is a political expert at American University.
She's very succinct about what she wants to work on. Says she wants to lower the cost of living, protect abortion rights and gun violence epidemic, and defend our democracy.
If Murphy wins, she'll be the first female senator in New Jersey history.
Stocks ended higher on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a run on new opportunities for high-speed internet in rural Wisconsin. The state has $42 million worth of grants to give out, but the number of applications it got asked for more than 221 million. More than 251,000 locations in Wisconsin still lack service, and about as many have internet that's below current standards. The Public Service Commission will now start poring over the applications. People who help their older and disabled loved ones at home for no money are asking for help from the state of Wisconsin. Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin.
Each year, Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers provide about 538 million hours of care to their parents, spouses, and partners, and they do it for no pay.
A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work with caregivers to make sure they're getting what they need. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks in Toronto tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks playing the Raptors in Toronto. The last time the Bucks faced the Raptors, they lost in Toronto by a score of 130-111. Before tonight's game, we learned that Giannis Antetokounmpo would not play due to a sore calf muscle. No word yet on how serious that injury is. Baseball, a press conference at American Family Field has been called for tomorrow morning to announce that Pat Murphy is the new manager of the Brewers. Murphy's been with the crew since 2016 as the team's bench coach, and former Brewers infielder Ricky Weeks being named associate manager. NFL. Packers back at practice. They host the Chargers Sunday. Jordan Love on finally scoring some points in the first half against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think last week, just starting the game fast and being able to put up points early was a huge step, something we've been, you know, harping on and focusing on, which I think that'll definitely carry over to be able to continue that. And then, yeah, I think just continue to finish those games.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 34. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 64. 30 tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there. Sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day. Or still.
Have you ever wondered why there's a NASCAR driver statue in this area? It's for Wisconsin Rapids native Dick Trickle. One of the first from the state to make it to the national circuit, Trickle was named the winningest short track driver in history. Along with a statue, he has several races here and across the country named in his honor. For locally grown radio WFHR, I'm Terry Barras. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kreutz. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, Refreshed. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, which, you know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Keep up on the day's news talk and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
Together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. In the nation's capital.
Let Gaza live! Let Gaza live! Let Gaza live!
Capitol Police trying to keep 150 protesters back outside the Democratic National Committee, saying they're making arrests. Protesters demanding a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Multiple officials say negotiations are progressing toward a U.S. and Qatar-brokered hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. President Biden and China's president meeting for several hours behind closed doors in California. Among agreements they made, reestablishing military communications.
That's been cut off, and it's been very worrisome. That's how accidents happen, misunderstandings. So we're back to direct, open, clear, direct communication.
President Biden also says they agreed to combat illegal fentanyl. Federal prosecutors say two men are in custody and facing charges for what they call the largest ever seizure of counterfeit goods in U.S. history. This is ABC News. On Capitol Hill, the question, what is the biggest global threat the U.S. is facing?
During his testimony before a House committee, FBI Director Christopher Wray said that China presents the greatest threat to the country.
We've got easily 2,000 active investigations across all 56 field offices into China's relentless efforts to steal our innovation and intellectual property.
Wray added Iran also attempted a cyber attack against a hospital in New England, which he called brazen and aggressive. And in response to some Republicans' calls to defund the FBI, Wray said it would lead to a much less safe country. Emwin, ABC News, Washington.
It's considered the first major U.S. digital civil rights policy. Federal Communications Commission enacting new rules intended to eliminate discrimination in access to internet service. This year's recipient of the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts Mark Twain Prize will be comedian Kevin Hart. Andy Field, ABC News.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
You can read the reviews. Excellent service, outstanding food, fun environment. But why not enjoy Fajitas Tapas and Bar in Middleton yourself? Fajitas Tapas and Bar is open 4 to 10 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 4 to 9 Sunday. And though new, it's already a top 10 pick on Yelp. Find your unique flavor and fresh ingredients at Fajitas Tapas and Bar on the corner of Parmenter and University, downtown Middleton. Call 608-203-8048.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
If you're craving the authentic flavors of Mexico, the place to be in Madison is Casa Fiesta. With over two decades of culinary expertise, their passionate chef is ready to tantalize your taste buds, and their friendly staff ensures a fantastic dining experience. Plus, get your sing on with Mexican and American karaoke every Friday and Saturday night. Casa Fiesta opens 7 days a week at 7005 Tree Lane in Madison. Call 608-203-5998. Casa Fiesta, where good times and great food come together.
And Denton, you being a younger warrior there, and I like how you look stoic there on the Facebook. It's good. How are you brought up with this holiday? These 2 days off before another holiday that's called even a bleaker name, Black Friday.
I grew up. My father was a historian, so he, at a young age, me and my family, we were taught the correct history. And, you know, in the education system, they tell the complete opposite. So, yeah, at a young age, we were told the dark history on what happened to, you know, our ancestors on the East Coast and how they were taken advantage of. And, you know, in school, that's what really needs to be taught. And here in our classroom, we really ignore the holiday. We don't, you know, we don't talk about it. But, you know, we talk about, like, their family traditions and what their family does and stuff like that and the food and how we're around our loved ones and everything. But, you know, it is really hard to teach younger kids about the traumatic stuff that happened. You know, mm-hmm. We're really more than just trauma and everything. So we tried to really avoid it. So,
yeah, that's a really good point. And me being a baby elder of 62 years old, I mean, I was brought up in the public school system with making hand turkeys and cowboys and Indians and, you know, the Indians never won, so.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden says his meeting with China's leader Xi Jinping off to the side at an economic conference was the most constructive of his relationship with the Chinese president. Mr. Biden says both leaders have agreed to open the lines of communication between their military leaders. The Pentagon says it welcomes the resumption of those high-level discussions. When it comes to the fight against fentanyl,
I'm pleased to announce that after many years of being on hold, we are restarting cooperation between the United States and PRC on counter-narcotics.
Mr. Biden was also asked about the Israel-Hamas war.
I think it's going to stop when Hamas no longer maintains the capacity to murder and abuse and just do horrific things to the Israelis.
He says he made it clear to the Israelis that it would be a mistake to occupy Gaza. CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is lifting lockdowns at state prisons in Waupun and Green Bay. Inmates have been confined to their cells for months because of safety worries and not enough guards. Inmates will soon get access to more prison programs, and some inmates in Waupun will be moved out. The governor says he's also keen on hiring more guards. Starting pay for those jobs went up to $33 an hour in the new state budget. More young people are taking part in Wisconsin's registered apprenticeship program than ever before. The paid training program combines on-the-job learning and education from technical colleges and private training centers. More than 16,000 apprentices are taking part. That's the highest number in the program's 112 years. Workforce development officials say the program is a way to bring job seekers and employers together. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 34. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 64. 30 tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the home finale against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Confusing for our young ones, because I know for me it's confusing at times whether why are these named in that way. You know, there's a football teams that are trying to say that we're, you know, honoring you, and it's hard for me to buy into that, especially with all the trauma that we've had. And but you know, your work is, how do you strive to address and heal historical trauma, you know, experienced by our Native communities, you know, especially through education? How do you two do that?
We do it through language. We believe that the language can help us heal from historical trauma, thus helping us remember, reclaim, and reconnect to who we are, and therefore we're making ourselves strong again to increase our sovereignty and strengthen ourselves again, because we have always been strong. We've always had the solutions. We've always had things that now research is catching up. You know, I went to college and they're like, you know, sage has really good disinfectant properties. And I said, we've always known that. We've always smudged. We've always known that. And so now a research study shows that it has more disinfecting properties than a Lysol can. You know, we already knew those things, but our systems were stopped. And we believe that our language has our values and our sense of belonging and who we are within it, that once we continue to speak and learn who we are again, then that's us doing that healing and going back to those systems again.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Denton, what do you think?
Outside of work here at my school, I'm a lacrosse mentor to kids, and I do that through, you know, this game of lacrosse. It was never given back to the Dakota people when we lost it. So I use the game of lacrosse to reconnect and revitalize with my youth here in the community through that way of trying to heal historical trauma, because we don't get the recognition for helping grow that game of lacrosse in the Dakota community here.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things, too, do you remember when COVID hit and we didn't have a vaccine at the time? But I remember from teachings and talking to people to get my medicine flat cedar out and make some tea, get some, you know, and those are the things you were just talking about, Vanessa.
Yep. Mullein helps with the lungs, elderberry. All the good stuff. Lots of that came back out.
Exactly. But it's things that, you know, we try to bring to our young ones, and whether it's the creator's game or sage, and tell people where that came from. You know, and it's good that you tell them that, because there's so much, and it seems like it's getting worse, or I don't know if my eyes are open, but the appropriation of Native culture. They want our stuff, but they don't want our trauma.
Yeah. Appreciation versus appropriation. Very important.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And so how do you balance traditional aspects of Dakota culture with contemporary needs for your children in your program?
We just practice who we are as Dakota people, and that meets the needs of the children. And that's what we believe in.
And that goes on to what you said earlier about the language.
Yep. So our language, we're bringing back, you know, like Denton said, he brought lacrosse back here, and our kids can play the creator's game here. So we're bringing back all of those different systems. How did we see children? What is our educational philosophy as Dakota people? We're bringing that back, and slowly, we're just bringing all of these different types of systems back. So I read an article by Dr. Pila in Hawaii, and, you know, he said there's villages smaller than us in Europe that are able to keep their dialect. And how are they doing it? The strongest way is through the school systems. And so that's what we're doing, is trying to help our citizens continue to keep our language through our school and doing it in our way, the way we've always done education.
What is the name of your guys' school, and where exactly are you located in Minnesota?
So our school name is Chanshayapi Wakayaja Owayawa OT, and we are located in southwest Minnesota.
Cool. That's Winnebago area down there, Blue Earth, where my people are from, and were removed after the Dakota uprising and good fight there. But, you know, just like Dakotas, Ho-Chunks are illegally here in Minnesota, and we have to always talk about that here. My sense here, and I really, really like our conversation here, but my sense here, and we talk about this a lot, Haley, on Native Roots Radio, and that's our young ones are really picking up the ball here. I think we've lost a couple generations, my generation and the generation before, with boarding school and all these kinds of traumas, but you young people are really carrying the ball, and I really got chills when you talked about that report on how these small communities in Europe are still keeping their language. We need to amplify that to people that make these laws and or start our own schools and do it in a good way.
Yes, my friend Lee Turney from Leech Lake always says, you're either at the table or you're on the menu. So make sure you're at the table.
Exactly. And my friend from up north in Red Lake, she always said, if there's not a chair for you, get a folding chair up and get it up in there. So join the table, or you're going to be the feast. And absolutely. So that's we got a few more minutes here. What would you guys like to talk about? I think it's so important, you know, with Little Moments Count and with the holidays coming up, and you guys talking about the real history and who we are on this planet and on Turtle Island. What are your feelings now in the future here? It seems like the future's looking bright.
Yeah, the future is up to our kids, and our job is to give them the tools and resources to do whatever they'd like to do. I'm excited. I think I'm raising my future boss. I cannot wait. They speak the language so quickly. They know who they are. They're more prideful than I was at that age. They're not afraid of who they are. And that's exactly what we do, is we look seven generations past and seven generations back, and we can see the movement, and I can see it with them. And, you know, by the age of 3 to 5, developmentally, a kid understands and can differentiate someone who's homeless versus not homeless. So the kids see everything. They can, they understand what's going on, you know, and we are a school that's on a tribe. And so, like Mr. Denton and I were just talking about, we had a kid who didn't like her skin, and she has dark skin. Well, her teachers both have dark skin. Her whole family's dark skin. You know, we were really nervous, because that's the power of the media that taught her that she shouldn't get darker. And those are some things that really make us sad. And those are things that we're trying to help make them prideful of who they are, and everybody's different, and that's okay. And that's wonderful. So I'll let you tap in.
Yeah, we had a child who was upset about her dark skin, and she didn't want to go outside. And, you know, we talked to her, we told her why her skin's dark and who her people were. And, you know, she needs to be proud of that and her ancestry and everything. And, you know, stuff like that. We teach about long hair and what that means in our culture and to be connected and everything. You know, that's the importance of what we do here, and, you know, trying to bring our kids up in that way, make them feel powerful and proud, you know, because like Vanessa said, that, you know, they are more proud of who they are at their age than we were. You know, I can agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I agree too. When it was interesting. In 1978, I was a junior in high school, and that was the first year we were able to practice our own religion legally in this country of ours. So everyone was Italian before then, and now we're strong to be a Native American. And it's great to see you young ones grab hold of this and help our youth and keep the flame going as being indigenous people of Turtle Island. So I want to say a big peenie geegee thank you so much for coming on.
Pidamaya
for having us.
Yeah, well, let's do it again, and then we can get you on the beginning of the show and rock and roll. We were sweating here, but we got you on, and really appreciate you, too, and appreciate the work you're doing. And it's inspiring, and I hope our audience that's listening all over Turtle Island is as inspired as I am after listening to this. So thank you so much, Peenie Geegee. All right, we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake and Bob Lake from Red Lakes up. Ho-wa.
I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio. Hey, we're with Bob Blake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News, and he's got the big B on his hat for Bob or Blake or Bear.
Or Solar Bear.
That's right. I think you'd have to have an S in there for Solar Bear, too, just throwing that out there. Oh,
that's true. Hey, Robert, guess what? You know what? The Vatican is going all electric vehicles.
Wow.
Yeah. So get this. So they
I had to get the cheers
real quick. This is cool. The Vatican says that they're going to go all electric. They're changing out the Pope vehicle to all electric. They've got all these electric vehicles over there, and they're gonna have all the entire fleet at the Vatican be electric vehicles. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it is, and it just reminds me too when the Pope came in and visited. It was a couple popes ago though. Visited Minnesota. I remember everyone was selling that Pope on a rope. So like you know you had the soap. It was a soap. And it was around your. Oh, look at Haley.
Oh, look at that's the hat I should be wearing.
Yeah. So, oh, there we go. Look at that.
That is the hat I should be wearing, Robert. That
she stopped by and stole it from me last night when we watched Smoke Signals.
Oh, I got more hats.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And on 100% renewable for 6 days in a row. So what they did was they cut off all fossil fuel energy, right? And they used wind, hydro, and solar. And it was a test run, right? It's got batteries mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. But they ran their entire country of 10 million.
What?
On 100% renewable energy. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
And I think everyone, you know, as we move forward, you know, this is really, these test cases are really going to help us understand the inefficiencies that we have in our grid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and obviously the changes and the holes that we're going to plug, you know, it's like Rocky. Remember Rocky? Hey, why do you like Adrian? She has holes. Or she has gaps. I have gaps. We fill in each other's gaps. Remember Rocky?
I just saw Rocky again on my flight to New York a couple days ago. I watched Rocky, and what amazes me just about Rocky, I just got to say this real quick, Bob, is the first Rocky that won the Academy Award was he just wanted to go the distance, and that's kind of the metaphor for life, you know, before it became a boxing show, it was a metaphor for life, and won Academy Award, and it was a lot deeper than I remembered when it came out in 1976.
You know what, Sylvester Stallone, you know, I highly recommend everybody to watch that Netflix documentary that just came out on Sylvester Stallone's life.
Yeah.
It is a great documentary. And, you know, he really talks about, like, you know, his inspiration for Rocky. And, you know, he had to get rid of his dog, Robert. He had to sell his dog.
Right.
And then he held out. I mean, they were trying to give him all this money for Rocky.
Right.
And he held out.
And because he wanted to be an actor. You know, and the interesting thing about that documentary, you know what I thought about, Bob, was that, you know, everyone made it seem like that he was like an overnight success and had this script, but he worked hard and he was not going to give that script away to another actor or director.
No, he was not going to give it away. And I think that what he does there is he really shows everyone, you know, that if you believe in something, mm-hmm. you know, so badly that, you know, you can make it happen. And, you know, the dude's incredible. Like, it just, I mean, he's awesome. You know, and at the other point too, it's, I love that one piece when he goes, it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get up. You know, that's how winning's done, you know.
That was from the Rocky, the second to last Rocky, when he was talking to his son.
Yep, exactly. No, he's incredible. Hey, Robert, a really interesting story, and I think people need to be aware of this, though. So right now there is a major drought down in the Amazon, okay? Oh. And the Amazon is considered like the world's lungs, okay?
Yep.
And this, you know, the forest there, it stores about 123 billion metric tons of carbon. So, I mean, literally, you know, we're not on fire because of the Amazon, okay? I mean, right. You have to put it in simple terms, like the world is what it is because of the Amazon. Now, they have a historic drought down there. You know, the pink dolphins they have down there, they're like being washed up on the shore. You know, I mean, years of just like, you know, waterways is like, you know, drying up. So I think this should be on people's radar, and they should know that, you know, that the planet is in a bad situation. And I would call this like, you know, what would you call it? A harbinger, or, you know, something that's like the coal in the canary, you know, right. Or whatever, you know, I mean, people should know about this. And it's really an important story that is not getting enough coverage. obviously there's more important thing. There's the thing happening in Israel and Ukraine. I mean, there's a lot of things happening, but I mean, this is a really, really important story.
Did you guys see what's happening in Iceland within the last like 48 hours?
Yeah. Did you see that, Bob, where they're, the volcano's ready to erupt and destroy Iceland, and people are getting off the island?
Well, they had like a bunch of earthquakes happen back to back. I guess a couple really bad ones too.
Oh, okay, so that's a great segue right into this next story, because the glaciers in Greenland are melting 5 times faster than they were 20 years ago. Now, why this is important is because the permafrost up on top of the planet there is usually really frozen and it stays frozen.
Right.
But the problem is that there's all this carbon, there's this methane that is in there, and it's like it's been stored there for years, and it's essentially escaping now because the ground is being unfrozen,
right?
Essentially, right? And this is why you see all those like big craters in Alaska and people's homes falling into the lake, to the ocean, and and so this is happening at a really high rate, and so this is what it is. The world has already warmed by nearly 1.2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial temperatures. Now, remember, Robert, we don't want to go over 1.5 degrees Celsius. We're just above 1.2 degrees Celsius. And this is the warmest that this year was the warmest in 125,000 years.
Yeah. A lot of people I hear are moving to Duluth. Did you hear that? Somebody told me that today that, or maybe that was you, Haley, that told me that people are moving to Duluth from all over the country because of the water and the temperatures.
Yeah. And what happened was there was a report that came out a couple of years ago that said in the event of a climate crisis, the number one place to live is Duluth, Minnesota. And what you're getting is you're getting people. I ran across some people from the University of Minnesota that work over there, and they said they made it as far as the Twin Cities and said, oh, I think we're just going to stake our claim here. but they experienced all the hurricanes that came through Houston and said, enough of this. We're going to move to Minnesota.
Crazy. What else you got? We got a minute left, Bob. And I just reminiscing about we got an election coming up here in less than a year. And maybe we have to go down and do a live show in Iowa again. Oh,
I think we should. And I think that another thing, too, Robert, is I just want everybody to know that we need to vote climate champions. That shenanigans that is happening at the Capitol or in Washington, D.C., that Trump thinks that is normal now, that tried to normalize all that stuff happening out there is for the birds and should not be doing by our politicians. It should not be happening by our politicians.
Absolutely. Hey, Bob Blake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Peeny Geegee, always great to see you and listen to you. This has been Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
Now. See you, Bobby. Ho.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Want to party to and from the next Packers or Bucks home game? Want to rent a...
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper, taking place.